The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello, and welcome to the first installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Joy Livingston, and I'll be your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is a new book from Positive Press. It is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or to use as a reference. At the same time, we'll bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. In this first reading, we explore the foundations of Italian sparkling wines, so pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join this journey through Italian wine. Sparkling wines in Italy. There's been a real buzz about the bubbles out of Italy in the last few years. As their popularity has increased, so have the number of bottles produced, and the international market has truly embraced these wines. Whilst many people think Italian sparkling wine is synonymous with Prosecco, this is not actually the case. Italy is home to numerous types and styles, as sparkling wine is an important part of Italian wine life and culture. Fizz is found not only in light fruity white styles, but also in everything from aromatic, sweet, and gently effervescent wine, from the Piemonte Asti DOCG to refreshing rosés and reds, found in the various Lambrusco designations of Emilia-Romagna, all the way to the richly complex, bold and biscuity wines from the Franciacorta and Trento DOC. The insatiable appetite for affordable sparkling wines and the great suitability of many Italian grape varietals to this production method, high acidity, defined fruit character, means that there is even scope for other Italian regions to experiment and create new appealing wines with their native varieties. One of the most important examples of a new sparkling area becoming more important day by day is the Alta Langa DOCG in Piemonte. We are even seeing the production of sparkling wines from Caricante in Sicily. Italian sparkling wines are made historically using one of three different techniques: the traditional method, the tank method, or the Asti method. Traditional method, metodo classico. The traditional method of sparkling winemaking is probably the most appreciated method for sparkling wine production in terms of quality, because it creates complex and structured wines with characteristics beyond the grape variety itself. The most important facet of the traditional method is that the transformation from a still to a sparkling wine occurs entirely inside the bottle. The traditional method could be described in the following way. A low-alcohol, dry base wine is made. The winemaker then takes various base wines from different grape varieties or even different vintages and blends them together. To this existing wine, they then add what is called liqueur de tirage, a mixture of yeast and sugars that start the second fermentation that takes place in the bottle. This second fermentation adds about 1.3% more alcohol, and the process creates CO2 gas, which is trapped inside the bottle, thus carbonating the wine. The yeast dies in a process called autolysis, and it remains in the bottle. These dead yeast cells form a sediment called lees, and it is from being left on these that Metodo Classico wines gain their texture, complexity, and much of their flavor. When the winemaker is ready to remove the lees from the wines, they will slowly begin turning the bottle so that the dead yeast cells collect in the neck. As soon as all the yeast is here, they will remove the sediment in a process called disgorging. The bottles are placed upside down into freezing liquid, which causes the yeast bits to freeze in the neck of the bottle. The temporary cap is then popped off momentarily, which allows the frozen chunk of lees to shoot out from the pressurized bottle. In order for the bottle to be full when purchased and at the right level of sweetness, a dosage of wine and sugar called exposition liqueur is added. Now the bottles are ready to be corked, wired, and labeled. Traditional method is typical for Franciacorta DOCG, Oltrepo Pavese Metodo Classico DOCG, Trento DOC and Alta Langa DOCG. and gives wines with complex biscuity, yeasty, doughy aromas, in addition to those such as ripe apple, lemon, or other fruit flavors from the grape variety. These are also wines that often benefit from further aging in the bottle. Tank method, Charmat method, Metodo Martinotti. The key difference between tank method and traditional method sparkling wines is where the second fermentation takes place. Rather than relying on this to happen in individual bottles, in the tank method, base wines are added together with the sugar and yeast mixture into, you guessed it, a large tank. As the wine still undergoes a second fermentation, the CO2 released from the fermentation causes the tank to pressurize. Once complete, the wines are then filtered, dosed, and bottled without aging. Tank method sparkling wines have a much more freshly made character with stronger fruit and flower flavors. They are ideally suited for making wines using aromatic grape varieties. While the process is more affordable than the Metodo Classico, it is still used for fine sparkling winemaking and should not be considered a lesser style, simply a different style. Tank method is typical for the Lambrusco DOCs, Prosecco DOC, and Prosecco DOCG, all of which are wines that express clear fruit characteristics, whether these are the fresh red cherry and the plum from Lambrusco, or the white peach and blossom of Glera in Prosecco. Asti method. This method is principally used for the production of sweet sparkling wines in the Asti region of Piemonte, which is why the name has stuck. It produces sweet, fruity sparkling wines, but is somewhat unusual in that, unlike other methods, it relies on only one alcoholic fermentation. The pressed grape juice is chilled and stored until needed. Then, when it is required, it is gently warmed up so that fermentation takes place in pressurized tanks. The fermentation continues until the alcohol is reached around 5 to 5.5%, and a light sparkle has been achieved. The fermentation is stopped early by chilling the wine, which is then filtered under pressure and bottled. Asti method is mainly used for the Asti DOCG using Moscato Bianco grapes. These are incredibly intense and aromatic wines, with clear grape, peach, and white flower aromas and flavors. Don't be scared of their sweetness. They are exceptional wines and perfect for aperitivos or even with panettone at breakfast on a festive occasion. Grape varieties and Italian sparkling. Whilst in Italy, there are a huge amount of native grape varieties being used for sparkling wines, the focus has remained, particularly for the traditional method wines, on the international varieties found in so many of these wines around the world. The most commonly found are Chardonnay, Pinot Nero or Pinot Noir, and Pinot Bianco. Wines to try. Falanghina. Considered to be among Campania's oldest varieties, Falanghina tends to be separated into two types, those from Flegrea, which are floral, and those from Beneventana, which are more structured and often have more alcohol. Look out particularly for the wines of Falanghina del Sannio DOC, which offer some of the best expressions. Tasting note. These are wines with high acidity, floral aromas, and sometimes a pungent, leafy green note. On the palate, stone fruits such as peach and apricot combine with a characteristic yellow apple note to yield wines that are full of flavor. In the best examples, the fruit and floral components are backed by a distinct mineral streak and a palpable texture. Due to its high acidity, there are producers experimenting with sparkling wines. Watch this space. Cortese. As the grape behind the wines of Gavi, Cortese was fashionable in the 1960s and 1970s, but lost favor in the 1980s due to too many neutral, tart, thin examples. Many young dynamic producers have recently turned their attention to this elegant grape and are restoring it to its former glory. It is found in the northern regions, particularly in Piemonte, in the Gavi DOCG, Piemonte DOC Cortese, Cortese dell'Alto Monferrato DOC in Lombardy in Oltrepo Pavese DOC Cortese, and in Veneto in Garda DOC Cortese and Bianco di Custoza DOC. It is almost always made in a dry, crisp style, While there are some experiments with oak to tame the acidity, it quickly overwhelms Cortese's delicate expression. High acidity lends Cortese to sparkling wine production. Tasting note. Cortese demonstrates fairly neutral aromas. It is lemony with delicate white flowers and herbal nuances and always sports high acidity. The best examples are mineral and age-worthy, while those from high-yielding vines are insipid and lack interest. Glera. The grape of Prosecco, Glera, was known for a long time as Prosecco, but that name should now be used exclusively for the wine. These wines can be made as a still or frizzante white wine, but almost all is spumante. Extra dry is the normal sweetness level, but sweeter as well as brut versions are also common. The main denominations are Prosecco DOC, Conegliano Valdobbiadene Prosecco DOCG, and Asolo Prosecco DOCG. Tasting note. These wines are characterized by being lightly aromatic, with aromas and flavors of buttercup, green apple, pear, and white peach. Thank you for listening to this first reading of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine on the topic of sparkling Italian wines. We plan to produce these audiobook-style recordings for the Italian Wine Podcast each Thursday. Future readings will feature topics of similar depth and duration. Remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast, and check out Mama Jumbo Shrimp on TikTok.
This has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.